This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And still to come, she's a cable news megastar, an author, and most importantly, a mama, Kaylee McEnany. Plus, Justin Gesso and Andrea Berg in the spotlight, along with Assignment Desk Weekend. And now, from Times Square, where the mayor is passing out flyers that say, us foe and no mo, here's that Kevin!
I'm not sure that that's what those flyers said at all. Dave, you got to check your facts better. Hey, it's time to get into the news of the week. Here's Assignment Desk Weekend. This week, executives from seven different AI companies met at the White House on Friday to sign on to an agreement secured by President Biden to ensure that AI will continue to grow, but with safeguards to prevent abuse. The executives were somewhat surprised that it only cost them $10 million to secure Biden's support. Well, technically, that's not true. $5 million for Biden's support, $5 million for the guy that drops dime bags in the library. It was a rough week for the White House, ending on this particularly confusing note. After attempting to do a press conference following the private meeting on the AI deal, he attempted a press conference on the dangers or benefits of whether or not AI would hurt or help America. And for what it's worth, Simon Desk Weekend is still confused. We couldn't figure out which way the press conference was going. But as it was wrapping up, the president was seen running away from a question on a recent attempt by Chinese hackers to penetrate White House officials. The president was also heard mumbling to himself as he walked away, I'm the AI. If any of you think I'm Abe Lincoln, blame the AI. No joke, that actually happened. Mayor Eric Adams pictured here trying not to insult survivors of Nazi Germany. Harder for him on some days. Announced a change to the world's most famous sanctuary city. Take a look.
Just over a year ago, you tweeted, quote, New York City will remain a sanctuary city under an Adams administration. What is your message to migrants arriving in the U.S.? Should they still come to New York City?
Well, I think that they should come to any place in the country that they desire their pursuit of the American dream.
We stated several months ago that we have reached full capacity. We're going to see how much of our cup has basically runneth over. We have no more room in the city.
Wow. Snob. Sounds kind of like the innkeepers from Bethlehem. No room. We have no more room. And speaking biblically, I'm pretty sure he got that whole cup runneth over thing wrong, too. Speaking of big city problems, a man who owns a small sandwich shop in San Francisco is now recovering after being punched in the face by a man who was urinating outside the front window of his eatery. Yes, evidently, if you're concerned that a large male relieving himself may not be appetizing to have done in front of your diners, you're the problem. Yeah, it's you. You're the problem, it's you. You bigot, how dare you? Speaking of Hunter, and puzzle me this. If Joe is the big guy, what does that make Hunter? The little guy? Anyway, Hunter Biden's attorney, Abe Lowell, this week filed a very angry ethics complaint against Marjorie Taylor Greene after she displayed some fuzzed out photos of the little guy in Congress. Lowell demanded that the Congressional Ethics Office immediately examine her actions. I mean, never mind the corruption, the extortion, any of those crimes. It takes real guts for a coke-snorting, escort-using guy who knocks up strippers, then abandons the baby, to be offended in public. Oh, wait. The little guy. I'd be offended, too. I get it. All right, Assignment Desk Weekend has been digging deep into the Biden bribery scheme, and we've come up with five significant takeaways. And these may not be in any specific order, but number five, the Biden family, the whole Biden crew, are terrible money managers. How can Hunter literally need that much money over and over again and have nothing to show for it except for the strippers and the coke? Okay, never mind, that makes sense. Number four, who knew Hunter was so fluent in Russian, Chinese, and WhatsApp? Because he is. Sent a lot of messages through WhatsApp, kind of threatening ones, to big, important people. Number three, hair sniffing, that whole hair sniffing thing from Dad, it's very misunderstood. You and I think it has to do with him trying to be fresh with young girls. Really, it's because he's lost his eyesight and he cannot find the line. Oh, that's not it. Number two, President Biden certainly has cashed in on his career in public service, making money hand over fist at every level. Just couldn't be stopped. And number one, we discovered, we think it's important, Hunter is the little guy. And that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
A war overseas. Like, do you know what country was invaded by the U.S.?
Korea?
What is it?
Korea?
Yeah, the Korean War.
Korea?
Yeah, yeah. What is 11% of 100?
11% of 100.
Around what number?
Wouldn't that be like 80 cents? It would be somewhere around there.
Give me a number. You're close.
75?
Yes, very good. Do you know who the first female vice president was?
Michelle Obama?
Yes, very good. What's 10 times 10 times 10?
1,000? No. 10,000? 10?
Do you know what country Joe Biden was born in? Like, originally from?
No.
If you had to guess, like, picture his face, what does he look like?
I don't know. Like, what? Let me guess. Canada?
Yes.
What's bigger, 1/3 of a pound or 1/4 of a pound?
1/4 of a pound.
Of course. Easy. What's heavier, 1,000 pounds of bricks or 1,000 pounds of feathers?
1,000 pounds of bricks.
It's too easy. How did you get that?
Easy.
Do you know what country we gained our independence from?
Mexico, right? No, that's so wrong. Russia, no. I don't know.
Give me your final guess.
Canada? I don't know.
Yes. How many continents are there?
I don't know. 21?
Yes. You know who the first president of the USA was?
It wasn't George. No. I'm just going to say George Washington, but I know it wasn't.
So then what's your guess? Give me your best guess.
I have no idea. Abraham Lincoln.
Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what the four directions on a compass are?
No. Not at all.
If you had to guess. On a compass. Give me your best guess.
On a compass?
Yeah. Do you know what a compass is?
I got nothing.
Have you heard of a compass before?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's not right. Do you know what 7 plus 7 plus 7 is?
28.
Do you know who fought in the Mexican-American War?
No, I don't know.
Give me a guess. Two countries. Who fought?
America and Utah.
You know, the famous American and Utah battle in the Mexican-American War. Oh, that's our friend Justin Awad in Times Square.
Coming right back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now, back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my next guest is no stranger to the world of Kevin McCullough, radio, etc., etc. But it's been a while since she's been with us because she's been busy. She was a press secretary for the president. She's got a thriving career at Fox News Channel. She's a busy, busy mom, and she's just written her second book, which is already a bestseller. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Kaylee McEnany. Hello, ladies. Kaylee, how are you?
Great to join you. Yes, very, very busy these days, but mostly with the mom part you mentioned. So
well,
I have a 3-year-old
like that part.
Next to me. Let's hope that she doesn't decide to join the interview. Yes, that is a good part.
Well, at this microphone, children's input is always welcomed. I talk to a lot of moms, Bethany Mandel, Carol Markowitz. There's tons of women that are on my show that have children, and they've grown up while they've been doing the show and so forth. And when we met, you were an intern at Fox News working for Governor Huckabee, and now you've got two kids. Like, sometimes it just blows my brain, Kaylee, how far we've come. I want to ask you about...
Time flies, yep.
I want to ask you about a series of things. These days, I don't know Corinne Jean-Pierre personally in any capacity. I don't like a lot of her politics. I don't generally tend to try to form opinions about people that I don't know very well, but there's certainly a sense of empathy that I have had for her in recent days, and John Kirby and a few other press secretaries in the administration, because it seems like they are being constantly asked to peddle a bill of goods that they may not know, but that are obviously patently false. And I'm just curious if you could compare your days behind that podium to what you see happening in that press room on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, initially I wondered how much access the press secretary had to the president, because Jim Psaki was asked if she had Oval Office walk-in privileges, and she declined to say, which led me to believe, you know, who are you speaking for if you don't have regular access to the president of the United States? Just based on what I saw, it seems like that was remedied, and perhaps she was, you know, led into more meetings throughout her tenure. And Corinne Jean-Pierre, it seems to be the case. I saw her sitting at the NATO table with the president. So perhaps they've woken up to the fact that you need your spokesperson to kind of be in the know as to what the president of the United States is thinking. But it's a fun job, a challenging job. I think one of the reasons I was able to do the job was because of my interest in the subject matter. I loved policy myself. Mm-hmm. I was interested in it. So I would regularly pick up the phone, talk to department heads, ask for data, you know, ask where they got their sourcing and their facts. And because it was a passion, I think it came through at the podium. So I think to thrive at the job, you've got to be an investigator yourself and want to and have interest in these matters.
Well, and certainly I think, Kaylee, your time behind the podium was like that. And by the way, for the record, I think, and I've known several of you in that position. I knew you, I knew Sarah Sanders, maybe longer than any of the others. I knew Sean, I knew Dana, I knew Tony Snow, I knew Ari Fleischer. I mean, I've known a lot of people in that position. And one of the things I've always appreciated about at least those of you that I had contact with is that there was a real effort, at least for those of you that worked in those administrations, to tell the truth. My frustration, and you kind of skated on the question a little bit, but I'll give you a second swipe at it here. It seems like this group is either being prevented from telling the truth, or maybe they're participating in some level. I mean, just the Coke in the White House story has changed 3 times on where the location was, and she puts up questions like, or she puts up protestations like, I'm not going to comment, it's the Secret Service's investigation. And then, oh, by the way, let me fill in the blank on a bunch of information that doesn't really help you gather an opinion about it. I'm just going to add some stuff to it that you didn't ask for. In other words, it sometimes feels like there's smoke and mirrors going on.
Well, there for sure is. I mean, with the cocaine story, for instance, to your point, the story changed many times. If this would have happened under my tenure, I would have gone to the Secret Service office myself and said, tell me the story. This can't keep changing. What is the truth of the matter? The absolutely incomprehensible answers to, is this a Biden family member that we should be thinking about? First, you have a deputy that cites the Hatch Act, which has nothing to do with that. The Hatch Act has to do with not affecting elections. Then Karine Jean-Pierre gets another stab at the question, and she mocks the questioner and says, that's an irresponsible question. If I was in the White House, I would have gone to Trump and said, what do you say? And he said, he would say, absolutely not. And I would have gone to the podium and said, I spoke with the president. He said, under no circumstance was this a member of the Trump family. So why she didn't do that, I mean, I'll leave that to your listeners to answer, but it's been confounding the head in the sand approach we've seen on this subject matter in particular.
Well, and I'm going to speculate here. This is me, not Kaylee, saying it, but I don't think it's that confounding. I think it's just a cover up. I think that it's pretty easy to see that there's one person in the president's inner circle who's a former addict, has written about it in a book. We have a laptop full of pictures that seem to demonstrate it. And it wasn't just the coke, Kaylee. Did you hear about the two bags of weed they found just before the end of the year? I mean, this is evidently there's a lot going on in that White House.
Yeah, there evidently there is. And, you know, I would say this, if I'm Joe Biden and my press secretary and the deputy have answered in this manner, I would have been upset if this was not my family member. I would have said, look, this is inexcusable communications coming from the White House press shop.
Yeah.
But what did he do? He has been asked about it and he is silent on the matter. So it all adds to suspicions among the American public as to why the president won't even answer the question, much less his press secretary.
Well, and I think, you know, that the press secretaries, I mean, you guys all have a life beyond the White House, right? You're always, you're going to serve your time for the administration that you're with, and then you're looking down the road. And for you, there was always an interest in being in cable TV and being a cultural observer and commentator, and that's what you get to do now. But I think even John Kirby and Karine Jean-Pierre at some point have to say, well, is this worth falling on my sword for? Am I going to ruin my career just to save this, you know, batty old man in the White House a little bit more embarrassment? I just don't know how long that lasts. I feel kind of empathetic for him, even though I disagree with him on every level. Let me ask you, the new gig at Fox, middays, you and Harris are tearing it up. Two of my favorite people on planet Earth. How much fun are you having?
Oh, it is great. And Emily Campagno, too. The three of us, we truly love each other, being around each other. It's a blast, especially as we're heading into the 2024 election season. It's exciting. It's horse race politics, and we're off to the races, not to mention the other fun topics that we do that give our show a lighter feel. We have fun. If you can't tell, we do have fun.
Yes. Well, as I said, some of my favorite people sitting on that couch every single day. And Harris really is one of those, you know, gems of our industry that has just done her thing for as long as she has and at the highest and most excellent level. And to have you and Emily joining her in that capacity is really cool. Anything going into Iowa, I mean, the first debate, rather, this next month that you find particularly intriguing at this point?
Yeah, I think going into Iowa, what I find intriguing is polling and how it has become such an just erratic barometer. You think about how we went into the midterm elections and it showed a torrential red wave. If you looked at any poll, I'm talking state-specific poll, national poll, they were all off. It's really important we take a look at it, not even so much for the primary, because we have a lot of great candidates, but for the general election. Because if the polling is off and we sit on our laurels, it's not an answer, as we saw in midterm 2022.
Yeah. All right. Kaylee McEnany, former press secretary for President Trump and the current Fox News commentator and host of Outnumbered. She rejoins us after this quick break. Stay here.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. The motion was filed in response to Trump's social media post Friday, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The Texas Attorney General is appealing a ruling that would have relaxed the state's abortion ban. Until final word from the Texas Supreme Court, though, the state's current abortion ban remains in effect. Two Orlando officers are expected to survive after they were shot during a traffic stop following a carjacking. The gunman was shot by police and died from his injuries. At the movies, it's all Barbie. In its third weekend of release, it's poised to top the billion-dollar mark in theaters worldwide. Oppenheimer is battling for second place. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now, back to that Kevin Show. Kevin McCullough.
As we were going to break, you probably didn't catch it, but there was a little baby's cry in the background in wherever Kaylee McEnany is joining us from, and she that's one of her babies, and she's welcome to be on the show along with her lovely mama. Serenity in the Storm, Living Through the Chaos. This is the new book by Kaylee McEnany. And what's the new book about? Why did you feel compelled to write it at this time, and what is it that you want people to get from it?
You know, we have politics and we have our faith, and those are two things that I've loved my whole life. One far more than the other, my faith, because it animates every other part of my life. But when you look at the political landscape, I've loved politics since I was an 8-year-old girl. I mean, I was interested in the Bob Dole election. I mean, like going way back. So, you know,
and that does demonstrate commitment there. If you were a Bob Dole girl at that age, you yes. had a lot of interest.
Hey, I had a lot of interest. Yes. But I realized going through life that sometimes the church remains separate from the body politics. And of course, there shouldn't be a state religion. I'm not suggesting that. But we as churches shouldn't sit on the sidelines, because the issues animating our cultural conversation are issues like life, which Scripture has a lot to say on. The Bible is emphatically pro-life. You can't walk away without getting that that message, or education, where you see God being chased out of school. And I think a lot of the violence we see is an offshoot of children who are not moored in something bigger than themselves, you know, selfie culture, not looking to the creator of self. So this book was an effort to highlight these issues and highlight the importance of faith and people of faith having a voice in the political landscape.
Some of the things you take on are more of the cultural based items, and certainly with the roll of the dice that the progressive agenda has put into our schools with this transitioning of children from their biological sex to imagined genders and other aspects of some of that type of thing have really threatened mothers in ways that we have not seen in recent years. And I'm curious if your hunch is that the left may be overplaying its hand when it comes to taking the mother's vote for granted here.
There's no doubt about it. So when I wrote Serenity in the Storm, it was before a lot of what we're seeing recently, this coalition of people of faith of different faiths, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim. You're seeing protesting across the country saying, you know, in the case of Maryland, I believe it was, the Muslim population saying, with Christians, so both groups protesting together, saying, you're not even allowing me to opt my child out of a right. curriculum where you're trying to teach sex to my elementary school child, and you won't allow me to opt out. So this total degradation of the parent and separation of the parent from the child, from, you know, not telling a parent that your child's going by a different pronoun or a different name, and locking the parent out of that kind of, you know, discussion with their child. It's absolutely insidious what we're seeing. And we saw what happened in Virginia, a tremendous victory with Glenn Youngkin. And I think not to be underestimated, it is this issue of education as we head into a general election next year.
Well, even in 22, Kaylee, a lot of people took note that the Republicans didn't take the Senate, and there's a lot of reasons why I think that didn't happen. They did win the House back. But there was a bit of a red wave on the school boards across America. I think there were more than 42 major cities that saw a switching in their educational school boards that went from having transgender pushing allies sitting on the boards to now moms and dads, everyday moms and dads that said, no, we're not going to allow that here. And they got involved and they got elected. I'm anticipating that since the schools really have not changed their tone since 22, that's going to be an even more intense area of discussion this time.
I think so. I mean, I this poll, and again, we've talked about polling and how it can be off, but not off by as large of the margins of what I saw when I looked at this Washington Post poll that asked about these issues. It asked about biological men and women's sports. It asked about teaching sex to kindergarten through third grade. And remember, they called that the, quote, don't say gay bill in Florida. That's
right,
not what
right.
It was. It was about not teaching sex to kids. When they poll these issues, hormone treatment, these are 80-20 issues with, on balance, anywhere from 65% to 80% saying, no biological men and women's sports. Don't teach sex to my kindergartner. And when I saw those numbers, I mean, it's jaw-dropping. There's a common sense consensus here. And this is where Republicans, they can talk about these issues in a compassionate way. This isn't about discriminating. You know, this is not about anti-LGBTQ legislation. This is about protecting the parent-child relationship and you having a voice. If it can be talked about in the right way, I think that we can have an enormous victory, and this can be one of the reasons.
Kaylee McEnany, so good to talk to you, friend, and her newest book, Serenity in the Storm, Living Through Chaos by Leaning on Christ. Get your copy. Kaylee, take those babies home. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us again tonight. Always special to have you with us on the weekend. And Kevin McCullough couldn't be happier than to have you here. I've been telling you for the last number of months about our very special campaign to end human slavery in our time. Human trafficking, of course, the big theme of the Sound of Freedom movie. Jim Caviezel speaking very articulate about that in the first hour tonight. And it really brings home the important and good work that you are doing. In fact, I'm a little bit blown away. We had, I think it was our biggest week of slave liberation yet since we started the campaign in February. And because of you, as you can see, we're at 93 human lives that have been liberated and rescued. And I just think that is an incredibly important
note to bring to you. Again, over the years that we've done this together, there have been somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 human beings that we have helped liberate through the work of Christian Solidarity International and us working together. You, my viewers and listeners on radio and TV, and all of us pulling together. My family has, on more than one occasion, decided that we are going to free a slave every single month with CSI, and we've done that for a few years. But I would say all together, all told, all put together, all the people that have come together, we have it's in excess of 3,500 slaves over the last 10 years. And I just want to say thank you for that commitment to every single year. Help us see several hundred more become free. Now, where did these slaves come from? Well, if you're just joining us for the first time, there was a civil war in Sudan. There are still some factions that don't like the outcome there now. But out of that, two countries were created. South Sudan became the youngest country on the planet, and Sudan continues to exist. But in that war, like many wars, human beings were the prize. They were the spoils. And so the women, particularly, and particularly young girls, were taken out of their home, out of their homeland, to the north, where the Arab Sudanese forced them to convert to Islam, some of them experiencing very harsh circumstances, well, all of them experiencing very harsh circumstances, but some of them brutally raped repeatedly over their time in captivity, their genitals mutilated, starved for the most part for all those years. They're often only given whatever the crumbs that are left over from the family, and that is very, very little when you're talking about a very difficult region to begin with. But these precious, precious women and children have been also over the last 15 years since the war has been over. They, first of all, their future was not determined when the world powers came together and ended the war. They ended the civil war, but they did not do anything about the captivity and the women that had been enslaved. And so, as a result, it has been the work of Christian Solidarity International and private groups that have gone in, negotiated freedom. And with CSI's case, we have seen over the course of those many years nearly 135,000 slaves be liberated. Now, there are probably 35 to 40,000 left that we have not yet been able to liberate. Some of them, it's a difficulty finding them because they don't always look like slaves if they're you know, in an impoverished area, and they are already under difficult circumstances. But the Arab retrievers that CSI is working with goes and finds them. And when they do, we get their name, we know who the slave master is that they serve, and then we're able to negotiate their freedom. Where you and I come in, and this is really what's exciting, is that we get to give them everything they need for their new life. For one slave that is liberated, and it's a basic transaction of a cattle vaccine for a slave. This is how insignificant the life of the slave is to the slave master, that he would take a vaccine for his cattle in exchange for it. But when that transaction goes down, the slave is able to leave with the retriever to a recovery camp at the border of South Sudan. From there, they get medical treatment. They get some counseling help. They get some just freedom to be able to articulate what's happened to them. In many cases, they've not been allowed to speak on a daily basis to other human beings. And if they do, you know, punishment awaits them. But in the recovery camp, they have counseling, they have medical care. Sometimes they need treatment for injuries or disease that may have gone undiagnosed or untreated as they were living in captivity. But once they are kind of on the mend and kind of in a place where they're more able to face the next layer of life, because it's a big shock. A lot of these girls were taken when they were just little, under age 10 even in some cases. But they tell their story to the CSI personnel. They figure out the region that they're from, and then the CSI folks help them get back to either family members or their original home areas as they are there. And that's significant because when the slave shows up in their hometown, it is a massive party. Think prodigal son story in the Bible, but like on speed. It's just really amazing. Now, in addition to that, they are given what's called a bag of hope, but it's so much more than just a bag. Let me tell you everything that's in it. A year's worth of sorghum grain for them to use as food to be able to feed themselves. Sorghum is the kind of grain of choice in that region, and it's very easy for them to use and cook, and they've likely done so in captivity on some level for their slave masters. So they have a year's worth of food. They have another year's worth of seed to plant to grow more sorghum. So they've got immediate food, and they've got food in the future. They're given all kinds of utensils and tools and things that will help them against the weather and be able to sleep and be more comfortable, and towels and blankets and other things that they'll need. Then in addition to that, there are utensils for gardening, for fishing, for cooking. They'll need all of those things in supporting themselves. And there's other things included in that bag. And then not in the bag, but part of the bag is a she-goat that every one of them get, and they get to use that goat to make goat kids, goat cheese, goat milk, support themselves with a micro-enterprise business, and be able to do it all to help themselves. Friends, that's what you give for $250 when you call right now, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or just go online to bringherhome.org.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's that Kevin.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's spending some of her own proceeds from her recordings to stop slavery. Here's Natalie Grant.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
So let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand.
And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found. To let the sun come streaming in, cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, you will be found. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown. And every time you call out, you're a little less alone. And oh, and if you only say the word, oh, from across the silence, your voice is heard. And oh, even when the dark comes crashing through,
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.